Let's talk about deposing for the plaintiff. Delay is our enemy if you're a plaintiff's lawyer. Delay is what makes it hard to help your client, makes it hard to make a living. Our clients don't need delay. They've come to us because they've been wronged and they need to be compensated for what was wrongly done to them. So the plaintiff's case should be a rush to judgment. A rush to judgment, but first it's going to be a rush to disclosure, okay? We're going to learn everything that we can. And the I wish I had coined the term rush to disclosure myself, but I didn't. I want to credit Melvin Belli, and if you're a plaintiff's lawyer and you haven't read any of Mr. Belli's work, go back and read it, because he was a man who really was the pioneer in the plaintiff's practice back in the 1960s, which was a long time ago, but we're still doing the things that he talked about. Anyway, Melvin Belli always talked about the plaintiff's case being a rush to disclosure. That means gathering the information and getting it to your decision maker so that you can have a good outcome either by settlement or at a jury trial. And obviously, doing depositions are a big part of that. As soon as we file a case, we know that we're going to want to do some depositions. And you're looking at this slide and you're going, setting depositions? I can't believe this woman's going to talk about this. But I am. Because you know we live in a culture now where you can do anything with two emails. You can buy anything, you can set anything up, but you can't set a deposition with two emails. They're setting depositions is like pulling teeth. It's ridiculous that it's that way, but it is. So one of the greatest impediments that we have in our rush to disclosure is actually getting the deposition set.